also likes to be called Duchess. And she is my grandmother. She is a former teacher and a mother of three. And I selected her because I thought it would be interesting to hear from her experience growing up in the 50s. Okay, Duchess. What was growing up during segregation?
Well, during segregation, we were taught by our parents things that we could do and things that we could not do. My parents were very protective of us, so they didn't have to really worry too much about us breaking the rules. I first went to school in a little schoolhouse in Manville, Texas. It was only black children there. And this little schoolhouse had three rooms. And that's where we learned with more than one grade in the same room. When I was in fourth grade, we were transferred from that school to a bigger school in Dickinson, Texas, which Alvin, Texas, and Manville somehow stopped having the relationship that they had. So they pulled all of their black children out of the school in Manville, and they sent us all to Dickinson, Dunbar High School, which was elementary, middle, and high school on that campus. Because it was segregation, this too was a black school, only black students there, which we had good teachers who were very protective of the children also. So they taught us that we had to work hard and be better, because that's the only way that we could make it in life. We had to be better. When I graduated from high school in 1965, the very next year, the school in Alvin integrated. I graduated in May, and I immediately went to college at Prairie View A&M University, which was predominantly black at that time, black students. However, I worked hard. The teachers were good teachers there also, and I worked hard. And so I decided to have education as my major, and I graduated in 1969 with a major in biology and a minor in physical education.
Speaking of, what made you get into teaching?
Well, teaching was kind of an accident for me, because I wanted to be a physical therapist, and I knew all of the courses that I needed to take in order to get into Texas Women's. But a coach at Prairie View talked to me and said, get your teaching degree first, and then if you decide that you want to go ahead and be a physical therapist, that's fine, but get your teaching degree first. So once I got the teaching degree and I did my student teaching at Waller High School, and I think that I may have been the first black teacher to do my student teaching at Waller High School. And I did like it, so I decided, okay, let me just test the waters and see if this is what I want to do. So I started subbing in Houston ISD, And then I was called by the principal at Hall Middle School, who offered me the job because I had subbed there. And so I took the job, assistant.
What was the coolest trip you've ever taken?
When we went on a family trip to the civil rights movement of the South. That was very interesting, very educational, and that was, in my opinion, the best trip that we took.
What was my dad like when he was a kid?
He was inquisitive, always wanting to learn something. He read a lot. He quickly learned that he had to behave because we were not going to put up with misbehavior. He was very verbal. And so we had to teach him that he could not say everything that he thought. He had to have a filter and not say everything that he thought he thought about something, especially to other people. But he learned quickly. He walked very fast. He talked at very young. He was talking full sentences. And so we knew he was smart. And so he was just fine. And then he took care of his sister and his brother when we would go places. When they, after they were born, he knew that he had to at least run his little brother down because he would take off running all the time.
Did Uncle Mark get into any trouble when he was a kid?
Yes. He got into a lot of trouble because he just wanted to try to do everything. He backed my car across the street. Which I guess it was my fault because I left it running. But he backed my car across the street from the daycare center. He kicked the gear of the vehicle. And when I tried to push him over, because then you didn't have to have children in car seats and strapped down. We didn't even have seat belts back then. And so when I pushed him over, I had an accident, a car wreck. He was the one that always did something that he shouldn't have done. And then he would be scared after he had done it. So yeah, Mark got into more trouble than Joel or Kim.
Okay, my final question is, what is one piece of advice you would give to me?
To work hard. To make something positive out of your life. Make sure that you respect other people. And try to help people when you can. You're named after your grandfather, who was named after his father. And it is important with your name that you do the good things in life that they would want you to do. Your grandfather and your father always find time to help somebody else. And so I want you to carry that on, to be kind to other people. If you can help them in any way or whatever, that is yourself to do that. And volunteering is important. To volunteer to help other people.
Thank you, Duchess, for your time. Those are all the questions I have for you today. I enjoy listening to hear you talk about your childhood, and thank you for listening.